There are certain disorders that are so comorbid with ADHD that people have asked, are they a subtype of ADHD? A good example of this is oppositional defiant disorder and conduct disorder. Oppositional defiant disorder just means that a kid, to an extreme degree, will meet all requests with a very adamant no and will do nothing they're asked. And conduct disorder is much more extreme. The kid actually does things that harms other people. And there is a high association between them, and some people have wondered if this means that there's a subtype of ADHD with oppositional defiant disorder or conduct disorder, because there are also a lot of kids with ADHD who do not have this, probably more than half do not show these other behavioural problems. So the reasons as to why there's an overlap, I'm really not sure. There may well be that it's a distinct disorder with a distinct genetic factors. There's some evidence for that. It may well be just that if one part of the brain is compromised, say the frontal lobes, that's going to manifest itself in a lot of ways. The brain is almost certainly organized like a network. If you take out an important part of the brain, or if its maturation is delayed, that's going to have downstream effects across the board in attention, in the way that someone experiences and expresses their emotions, and in their thought. So it could well be that the part of the brain that's most delayed in ADHD is also a pivotal part of the network systems of the brain that control emotion and other aspects of behavior.